Well, hello. Today on the Vegas Dog Moms podcast, Jess and I sat down with Raised Right Pet Foods, a national brand, to talk about partnering with world-renowned veterinarian Dr. Karen Becker to make pet food and treats that us, the pet owners, can trust. Stay tuned at the end of this episode for a very special surprise, as this is episode 10, our final episode of season one. And be sure to visit the show notes to download all of our exclusive coupons from this entire season's sponsors, and be sure to tell them that Vegas Dog Mom sent you. Now let's get to the episode.
You're listening to the Vegas Dog Moms podcast.
I'm Alexa, the Mindful Dog Mom.
And I'm the dogtographer behind Pet Project by Jess.
We are pet professionals obsessed with our dogs.
Explore the life of a dog mom,
where all breeds are welcome.
Every episode, we will teach you new tricks
and interview trustworthy experts who make pet lives better.
We are the Vegas Dog Moms. Hello, welcome to episode 10.
Of season one. Can you believe it? We made it this far.
Yes, I can't. but it's very exciting. We have a lot to talk about because Super Zoo just happened, and that is Alexa's Disneyland. So I'll let you start us off with talking about what you did there.
Yeah, it was a great week. Green Juju came. They picked up their entire Super Zoo booth and got to meet the Pugsicles. Well, Billy's met Lily before, but Billy finally got to meet Dixon, and then Kelly, the wonderful one and only owner of Green Juju, she finally got to meet both of them after following us so long on Instagram. So that was really cool to like see the magic all come to life. And then, yeah, we got down there. Well, I got down there, I should say, because I didn't bring Lily until Friday. But yeah, there were so many vendors there, and I feel so bad because going through social media and having the Super Zoo lose, I miss so many vendors. I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed this one and that one and this one.
Yeah,
and that
it was
one and this
a little overwhelming. I know they say it's like the biggest dog event, you know, in the world, but holy cow, I've been to a lot of conventions just based on like my past job, and this was the largest convention of any kind that I've ever seen. So it was kind of nuts walking in there, and it's like, where do I go? What do I do? There's like, following the numbers even was like difficult for me for the booths. They're not numbered correctly. they're a little, they're like, yes, you're in the general area, but you're probably on the other side facing the wrong way. So it's like, I'm like looking at a book trying to find stuff. I just started walking at one point. I was like, okay, I'm just going to see what I run into. And I actually found a good area that had like everything that I wanted to see for the most part. There's a lot of dogs. I didn't think I'd see that many dogs. Seeing like the pit bulls being pushed around in their strollers was kind of comical, but there was a lot of dogs, a lot of well-behaved dogs. And then there was Lily.
Yes. Oh, Lily. Which I had to bring her on Friday because all week everybody's like, where's Lily? Where's Lily? Can you bring Lily? And I was like, I don't know, because last time I brought her, she didn't do very good, but we'll try.
Well,
and we tried.
You tried. The attempt was made. I'd say she did well for about half of it, but I think stopping at the CBD booth to calm her down kind of helped. I think one of my favorite stops was the Bundle Joy booth because it was super cute with all their like pastel fun colors. And they had the big wall sign that says, we're doing dog mom shit that you could pose with. And I ended up picking up a new leash for Ellie, which I'm glad I did for her birthday present. It's awesome because not only is it really pretty, it's a multi-wear leash. So, or like multi-use. You could use it as a leash and collar. As in one, which is actually good for shoots for her because I have to take her harness off that I usually use for her. But my favorite is doing the hands-free, like over the shoulder. I've never walked her like that before. And I was like, this is amazing. I can text somebody and I can just like do whatever. And it was really nice to walk with her like that. She did really well on it. And they gave us the scrunchies. They gave us some treats. The girls there were like working on roller skates the whole time. I was like, oh my gosh, like how long do you have to do that all day? Like my feet would be killing me. But they were super nice there. And we got some samples from one of Ellie's favorite broths her eyes just like popped open. The Brutus Broth people, they gave us some samples, and the CBD dog house people were really cool. And I mentioned her anxiety. So they gave us their new like extra strength calm at their booth. And I did some product photos and sent them back to them with the bottles that they gave us. So that was cool to meet those people since we've been using their products since 4th of July.
I'm sad Angie couldn't be there, but I'm glad you got to meet Hernando and Carter because they're and yes, Amy too. And they're Amy, yeah. The three of them, oh, they're magic.
Yeah, they were really knowledgeable. They were explaining everything to me, like what to use and when to use it and how much to use. And one thing that surprised me was that I thought was actually really cool. So I remember texting Mike about it. I was like, I just saw the coolest demo on cleaning up barf. And he's like, what? So the Sprinkle Sweep Company, if you haven't heard of it, it's for all pets. It's like they do, I think, like litter, cat litter stuff, but also the cleaning thing is what like blew my mind. So they did a demo there. Okay. We stopped by the booth. It's like a small family-owned company. She's like, okay, let's pretend your dog just like has a mess on the floor. So they like dump it right there on the floor. They sprinkle this powder over it. And as she's talking to me, she just gets a little like mini broom and a dustpan and just starts cleaning it up. It all just it just completely like sucked up all that stuff and cleaned it up. And I was like, what? There's like nothing left. So she's like, yeah, if you can just wipe it away right away. If it's on carpet, they had a spray. So they had and they're decent prices for everything. So yeah, the Sprinkle Sweep like powder and then their spray and then in the litter situation that they have, all of it was really interesting. If you want a better way to clean up messes, I was just like mind blown just watching this little demo. So that was cool. And who else? Oh, Northwest Naturals. So I didn't recognize the name right away. And I just remember you're like, oh, I want to stop by. And I was like, cool. And I'm just standing there. And then I like turn the corner and see this display of their toppers. And I was like, oh, we have that at home. Duh. And I was like, she just ran out of that. But I was like, she really liked the mushroom salmon one. She's like, oh, here you go. Try this one. And she gave me a new jar to try. And they're not cheap, but they're very good. I was like, ooh, so we're using the beef turmeric one right now. Awesome. She likes that a whole lot.
Also on Thursday, because on Wednesday I got to have lunch with Jay, Adrian, and then Rachel Fisaro, a really close friend of mine who's amazing. Absolutely love and adore her. We literally call each other safety nets. When she's shy, I'm her safety net. When I'm shy, she's my safety net. We balance each other out. And also on Thursday, I was really excited. I got to meet the owners of Viva Raw. They were there at our annual Pet Health Junkies after party. I also got to meet the BK Pets. If you know Bryce and Mackenzie on TikTok, they were there. So it was nice to do the whole empowering girl movement with Mackenzie and Rachel together, talking about content creation as women. And also Jessica of the Pet Parenting Reset was there. So lovely to see her and just so many other amazing faces at the Pet Health Junkie After Party. And of course, Jay and Adrian gave their annual speech about how it's amazing that we all make pet lives better together. But what really was the best and most even better part is the space where that was hosting
the name party. Of the place. Yeah.
Yeah. The space where the party was hosted, their live entertainer surprised Jane Adrian with the song all about them being cat owners. And it was so cute. It was like, they are the cat ladies. Meow, meow, meow. It was so, so cute. And so
surprising. Did anyone record that on video?
Yeah. We, all of the content creators there, we all shared it on Instagram, and it was such a sweet moment for them. Cause Jane Adrian, they're amazing people. And I love you both. If you watch this and, yeah, Super Zoo was so much fun. And thank you to CBD Dog Health, of course, for helping Lee chill out.
Yeah, that was necessary halfway through that stroll around the convention center. I remember when we were standing there after I met Rachel Fusaro, the Teef Health lady came up to us. She came up and just started. They have new packaging, which looked really cool. So I'm excited for that because Ellie is still using her Teef health powder, along with getting her teeth brushed. So, yeah, excited to try that out when she runs out. But yeah, there was just a lot of content creators and like TikTok people there, and like just surprising people that I wasn't expecting to see there. But like you said, there was like so many booths, and like, you think you hit them all, and then you're like, oh wait, they were there. You don't see them. You can't even see. Like, that's how big it is.
We also got to chat with Real Dog Box. I got to chat with them more on Thursday night at the party, which you unfortunately weren't able to make it to. And man, Real Dog Box, they are just killing it, especially with their new – they have a new summit. If you guys are interested in driving out to California, because unfortunately it is in California, but it's only like a 4 or 5 hour drive. This October, they are hosting a Feed Real – their first annual Feed Real Summit, where you can learn all about pet nutrition and wellness. Angie from CBD Dog Health will be there speaking. Rodney Habib from Planet Paws and the co-author of the Forever Dog book, he's going to be the keynote speaker of the event. And there's so many other speakers there. It's going to be so wonderful. And it was nice getting to know behind the scenes too about all their treats and everything that they're doing to push that movement.
The other part that I thought was kind of neat was seeing with all the vendors from the products that we use and talking to the faces behind, you know, all of these products. It's like, oh, you own this company and I use all your stuff. So it was nice to meet them, but also to see like upcoming products that aren't out yet, because this technically is for this event is for vendors and pet suppliers and just people in the industry. So it's meant for, you know, it's not just like open to the public. So I know a lot of people have asked about that. Seeing upcoming products that aren't on the shelves yet, but then letting us know about like, oh, do you feed her this? Does she like these treats? Guess what? We're coming out with this soon. So I know the Brutus Dog Health was coming out with some things, and her N&D formula food, that she gets is coming out with a new flavor in a few months. And the Jack and Pop people gave her her chewy sticks, because she's also out of literally everything she ran out of. Like, we got new products for her. So she got very spoiled. And she got her leash. But yeah, I wasn't expecting any of that.
I mean, that is the perk of the trade show. Some are willing to give away free samples of the products, or you are able to buy some of the products.
Or you can buy them.
It does depend on the vendor and their availability. So
yeah, no, that was nice. And yeah, I'm very much looking forward to going next year, and hopefully I can attend more than one day. But even the day I was there, I was like, that was 6 hours of just, you know, taking it all in. But I think I like to go at least that, like, the Thursday, so I can like have a day of not scrambling to see everyone because they're closing their booths up, but also be able to attend the parties and stuff for the networking to talk to everybody. But
I mean, I went all 3 days, and I missed so many vendors, partially because I was also having lots of conversations. Like, even got to chit chat with canine herbalist Rita Hogan, who just helped launch Noni Pup from Doug the Pug, and had a conversation about that. So
yeah, I think that was the one thing that surprised me. I kind of thought it would be a lot of walking around and just like stopping at a booth and being like, hi, I love your product, and then them giving me like a sample or telling me about their stuff and then moving on. Everyone wanted to talk business. They're like, oh, what do you do? And like, we just get right into it, which is how I ended up doing the product photos for the CBD Dog Health people with the products that they gave me. But also just, we were talking to, I cannot remember their names, the two ladies that had the dogs that were doing like the barn hunt and the fly ball competitions. So you had the dog that was doing all the tricks while we were there.
That was our board advisor, Michelle of Canine Crew.
Yes. Okay.
And she's also a lead on the doggy task force.
So that was kind of like, ooh, opportunity to take pictures at their events as well. So, and their dogs are like dog models. I was like, oh, I'm going to need to borrow your pup for like a fun location, because they were so sweet. They were so well behaved. So I could get a lot out of that.
We also ran into Lori of Buyerside Pet Care Services.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's lots of TikTok stars, because we also ran into the Modern Dog owner, who's also a TikTok star. Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was a lot of like actual networking. It was just like, hey, we could do this. What do you do? It was more of like really, I got a lot of people's information and have some new people to follow, new products to try now. And yeah, I think it was just more than what I thought it was going to be, like literally like the size of it, but also like what we did while we were there. I literally thought it would be just walk around and, oh yeah, check that out. And I can't really buy anything because I'm not a pet store or supplier or something like that. So I didn't know if I would get much out of it, I guess, is where I was going with that. But I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of people. And yeah, I feel like that's definitely going to become an annual thing now. So yeah. And then the last booth that we stopped at was Raised Right. And that is where Ellie got a bag of treats that are now her favorite. It's like a one ingredient turkey liver that looks like a little potato chip, but it's like brown. she really loves those, but they're very nice to give them to us. But we did not get to meet the person who runs the company because he wasn't able to be there. But we did get to talk to him a little bit and learn more about his company and his products. So with that, what are we talking about today?
So today we sat down with Brayden of Raised Right Pet Foods to talk about how we can make pet lives better with whole, fresh foods. He partnered with world-renowned veterinarian Dr. Karen Becker to formulate all of his products, and let's get into it.
Awesome.
And welcome back to the Vegas Dog Moms podcast. We have our very special guest today, Brayden of Raised Right Pet Foods. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to be chatting with you both today.
Yeah, so let's get into it. Tell us what inspired you to create Raised Right Pet Foods.
Yeah, so I'll tell you the story of the day that the whole inspiration came from. So it was March 16th, 2007. I was just 15 years old at the time, and I had just got home from school, and I walked into our house to find a bunch of fresh cooked food sitting on the kitchen table. And growing up, my family had a rule where we'd wait to eat together as a family, but I was a hungry 15-year-old kid and no one was in the kitchen. So I tried to sneak myself a quick plate, and I guess I wasn't sneaky enough as I heard my mom yell, "Don't even think about it." And she came running down the hallway and she's like, "That food's not for you. It's for the pets. There's food for you in the fridge." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? Are you serious?" And she said, "Yes, I'm serious. There was a massive outbreak of pet food contamination today. Thousands of pets got sick and died. We're not risking it. We're feeding our own food from now on. So that way we know exactly what's in it." And as time went by, people heard about what my mom was doing and they wanted her to start cooking food for their pets too, because they didn't really trust the food that they were feeding their pets either. And this inspired us to create a company that pet parents can trust through placing a strong emphasis on safety, transparency, and nutrition.
That's awesome. I didn't know that backstory. I saw on your website that you work with Dr. Karen Becker to ensure that the vitamins and nutrition is in your food. Can you tell us a little bit about her and how your partnership came to be?
Yeah, it's very tough to ensure the food has the vitamins and minerals and all the nutrients needed to meet AFCO standards for a complete and balanced diet. My mom actually spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to do this. And while she was close, she couldn't quite do it. So, and another story. So she called me one day and she said, "Brayden, I feel like I'm getting close, but we need to know for sure. So we got to reach out to a vet to make sure the recipes are complete and balanced." And I said, "Okay, you got any ideas who to call?" She said, "Dr. Karen Becker." I was like, "Mom, do you know Dr. Becker?" And she's like, "No, but I feel like I do. I'm going to send her an email." And so real quick, so for anyone listening who doesn't know who Dr. Becker is, you've probably seen her somewhere. She's the most followed vet in the world. She has over 2 million Facebook followers. I think she's the first vet to give a TED talk on pet nutrition. She was also in the Netflix documentary Pet Fooled. And she's also a best-selling author. She co-wrote The Forever Dog, which became the number one bestseller on both the New York Times and on Amazon. And anyways, I'm a pretty optimistic guy, but I didn't think there was any chance my mom was getting a response from Dr. Becker. So I was like, sure, Mom, go for it. Just send me the email before you send it so I can proofread it. And so my mom called me a couple hours later and said, check your email. And I open up my email to find like a 20 paragraph long email. And I called my mom. I said, there's no way she's going to read this. We have to cut it down to like 2 paragraphs. I was in business school at the time, and everything we were being taught about sending cold emails was to have the email be like small enough where, you know, you can read it on your phone without having to scroll. And when I told that to my mom, she said, 2 paragraphs? No way. I've seen all of her videos. Every word I've typed is important. I'm sending it just like it is. And so that's what my mom did. And as it turns out, she was right, because she got a response the very next day. And Dr. Becker wrote back saying that she'd love to work with us. And she then introduced us to Steve Brown as her and Steve worked together to formulate recipes. And for the people listening who don't know who Steve Brown is, he's commonly referred to as the godfather of raw, as he's a renowned formulator of fresh food diets for dogs and cats. And he's also written a few books on canine nutrition. And he also developed the canine and feline diet formulator program as well. And today he spends a lot of his time teaching vets how to balance fresh food diets. And so yeah, that's how our recipes came to be.
I had a question. Is your mom, like, does she work in with animals, like in the medical field, or is she just an avid pet parent who's very proactive about taking action with their health?
She's the latter. Yeah. She's very proactive, very, very caring pet parent. And, yeah, she didn't have any background in pet nutrition or anything. She just
no hesitation, just went right into, we're making our own food.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Came from a place of love and I guess fear, you know, and probably anger as well from everything that happened that day with that huge recall. So she just didn't trust it, and she wanted to make our own from then on.
And speaking of your food, I actually have some of it right here. So this is the pork recipe for adults right here, just so everybody watching on YouTube for the YouTube podcast can see. It's basically like wet food. It's not like, what do you call it, like ground beef. It's mixed all together. So it almost looks like a, what would you say, Jess? Like just canned food? Or
I think it looks better than that.
But yeah, it's like I'm trying to think the best.
I'm waiting for you to drop it again, because you already showed it to me earlier and dropped half of it. So I'm just watching and wait. I'm literally just concentrating on that. I'm like, don't drop it.
Yeah, we call it like a home cook style whole food recipes for pets.
Yeah.
So it's like pate, but like a very fancy pate. Is that the way to say it? Like.
So does it come frozen, or is it fresh, like in the fridge when you purchase it?
So it gets shipped frozen, and then you defrost it in the refrigerator. Typically, it takes about like 24 hours to fully thaw in the fridge. And then from there, you feed it fresh from the fridge for 6 days after it thaws. So stored frozen, and then the bag you're feeding stays in the refrigerator. And try to feed it within 6 days, because we don't use any preservatives or anything like that. So it's got to be handled the same way that you would the meat that you'd eat yourself as a human.
Yeah, gotcha. When I love that the packaging is BPA-free, It is lab safety tested, and even the packaging also is certified plastic neutral, just for anybody watching. So can you tell us a little bit about how you're different from other human grade pet food companies?
Yeah, so I don't like talking negatively about any of our competitors, but what I'm happy to do is share some facts with you about what separates us from others in our category. So I'll start with our recipes. So one of the most unique things about our food is that we were able to formulate our adult dog recipes to meet AFCO's requirements for a complete and balanced diet through using only whole foods without having to add any synthetic vitamins and minerals. So while our recipes are formulated to meet AFCO standards for a complete and balanced diet to help healthy pets stay healthy, it was also very important to both Dr. Becker and Steve Brown to formulate our recipes in a way that they could also help pets with a variety of health issues too. So with all the research they've done on nutrition for dogs and cats, they wanted to formulate limited ingredient recipes that are high in protein and low in carbs. And as far as I know, our recipes have the highest protein content of all the foods in our category because we don't use any high carb fillers like potato or rice or pasta or anything like that. And because of this, most of our recipes have less than 2% carbs. And forgive me if I'm telling anybody they don't know here, but the problem with too many carbs is they convert to glucose in the blood, and high glucose levels cause inflammation. And inflammation is the root of almost every chronic disease. So with our food being so low in carbs, it's a great anti-inflammatory diet. And this is the primary reason why vets have been recommending our recipes to help dogs and cats prevent and recover from a variety of health issues. If you go on the reviews page on our website, you'll see some pretty amazing stories from customers who've come to us with pets who have diabetes, various types of cancer like lymphoma, as well as seizures and joint issues like arthritis too. And also, I don't think I've seen any recipes out there, not just in our category, but in the entire industry with simpler ingredient decks than ours, as all of our adult dog recipes have 10 ingredients or less, and some have as few as just 7 or 8 ingredients. And if you look at the reviews on our website, you'll also see many from customers where our food is helping their pets with allergy issues and stomach issues like IBD. And a big reason for this is because of how few ingredients are in our recipes. And then the next thing I would say separates us is everything we're doing for food safety and transparency. You know, in addition to being able to make the human grade pet food claim, since all of our food is made in a USDA inspected human grade facility, we take things a step further than even most human food companies do with all the testing we're doing. So not only do we do rapid swap testing for pathogens during each production run, but the finished product from each batch we make goes to a third-party lab to be tested for pathogens like E. coli, Listeria, and Salmonella as well. And additionally, we have a hold release program where we don't ever ship our food unless it passes a lab safety test. And for transparency, we post the test results of every single lab safety test on our website for everyone to see, along with a map tracing all our ingredients to their source and a video showing how food gets made too. And the other piece to this is, you know, while it's very important to make sure the food you're feeding is made as safely as possible, it's also important to know that the food contains the nutrients necessary to meet AFCO standards for a complete and balanced diet. You know, since it's so challenging to meet AFCO's requirements, there were some people out there who didn't believe that we were able to formulate our recipes to be complete and balanced through using only whole foods without having to add any synthetics. So to prove how well Dr. Becker and Steve Brown's formulation methods work, we performed nutritional analysis testing on finished product and were the first company to voluntarily submit a recipe to be tested by Check Your Pet Food. The results from the test show that the guaranteed analysis matches our label exactly, and the nutritional analysis meets AFCO's standards for a complete and balanced diet for adult dogs through using only whole foods without having to add any synthetic vitamins and minerals. And that's a big reason why we received the 2019 Innovation Award for Nutrition from the Innovative Veterinary Care Journal.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Coming from someone who lives off of pasta, I think it's safe to say that Alexa's dogs eat better than I do at this point. But I didn't even know anything about like synthetic vitamins or the other companies use them. Is there like a point to that, or is there something? I don't even know if they've ever disclosed that on their site. I think it's just, we have all the vitamins. It's what I've seen in other, you know, companies. I'm guessing saving money is part of it, but what is the point of it though? Like, why not just use vitamins?
So if you look at the labels where it says like, you know, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin whatever, or like zinc amino acid chelate or stuff like that, that means it's a synthetic vitamin or mineral in the being added to the recipe. And yeah, the reason most companies do it is because it's much cheaper to, you know, just put a few whole food ingredients and then just meet AFCO's requirements through just adding, you know, call it a laundry list of synthetic vitamins and minerals. And so it's more expensive to do it through whole foods, and it's more challenging. It took a long time to formulate our recipes to be complete and balanced through whole foods. You know, our puppy recipes, we actually weren't quite able to do it through whole foods because they have increased requirements for things like calcium and phosphorus and zinc. And so we had to add a few minerals to our puppy recipes to meet AFCO's requirements. But our adult dog recipes, we were able to do it through whole foods. And even within the puppy recipes, they still have far less synthetic minerals than most companies' recipes do. So we wanted to put the bare minimum we absolutely needed to make sure that it was complete and balanced in order to make that happen.
Okay. So that's why on your site, you have recipes formulated for all life stages, for adults, and separate line for puppies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. To dive even further into that, that's a great question. So the reason we did this is because with all the research Dr. Becker has done, she really wanted us to formulate stage of life specific recipes instead of recipes formulated for all life stages. And just to make this clear to everybody listening, when a company is advertising their food is suitable for all life stages, it means that the company is saying that the same recipe can be fed to both puppies and adult dogs. And the benefit of this is to the company's balance sheet and not to the dog, because the reason companies formulate for all life stages is because they can get a higher profit margin, as fewer products means lower packaging and inventory costs. And the problem with all life stage diets is they aren't optimal because adult dogs don't have the same nutritional requirements as puppies do. So if an adult dog is eating in all life stages diet their entire life, they're getting far more calcium, phosphorus, zinc, copper, and sodium than they need. And there's some experts who believe this is contributing to some different health issues. For example, too much sodium can lead to high blood pressure, and high blood pressure can cause heart issues. Another thing is too much calcium is associated with kidney and bladder stones, which cause urinary issues, and urinary issues are very common in older pets. And to give you some reference here, the minimum calcium requirements for puppies is more than double the minimum calcium requirements for adult dogs. That's growing. A lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, if your dog is eating an all life stages diet, they're essentially eating puppy food for their entire life, because all life stage recipes and puppy food are the same thing, as the nutritional levels of a recipe formulated for all life stages has to be high enough to meet AFCO's minimums for puppies too. And so while AFCO's maximums are the same for both adults and puppies, their minimums are drastically higher for certain nutrients for puppies. And so, you know, for the reasons I've mentioned here, it's clear to us that dogs should not be eating, call it a one size fits all recipe for their entire life. And this is why we have a line of recipes formulated specifically for adult dogs, and another line of recipes formulated specifically for puppies. So that way they're getting the optimal nutrients required for the stage of life they're in.
So are you directed to consumer? You are available in retail stores. You ship locally, out of state. Where can everybody find your pet food?
Yeah, all of the above. So there's actually quite a few stores in Vegas carrying our food. Three Dog Bakery, they're an awesome store. They're actually one of the first stores that we ever got, and they've been with us almost since we launched. Their owners, Frank and Michael, great guys. I know they have amazing customer service. Same thing with Barking Dogs. We're in both of their locations in Vegas. They're also among one of our first stores too. And I met the couple who owns the stores, Nate and Jessica Lochner is their name. I met them at Super Zoo a few years back. They're awesome people too. And we're also in Dog Supplies Outlet and a couple of the Wolfgang Bakery locations too. And forgive me, any stores listening, if I missed you, my sincerest apologies. But we love it when people support their local stores. So if you go to the store locator on our website, you can see what store is closest to you. Just give them a call before you go to make sure they're carrying the products you want, because I think we have 27 different products between our food and treats and our meal toppers. So if the store is carrying even one product, they get listed on our store locator. And if they're not carrying what you want, just ask them to special order it for you. And if for some chance they can't do that, we do have a home delivery service through our website where we can reach most zip codes in the US within 1 to 2 days in transit, as we have a few different order fulfillment facilities located across the country. So our website is raisedrightpets.com. So to spell it out real quick, that's RAISEDRIGHTPETS.com. And the store locator button's right on the top of our website. And you can check out stores from there. And then if you just go to the homepage, you can easily see where it says to go choose your recipes. So you can go buy a box and have it delivered.
Awesome. Do you, Lily's joining the conversation.
Don't mind Lily. She's like, I want more.
Oh, you have it right. You have a tray
what's
of food.
What's up, Lily? How are we doing?
Like, of course, like, I know there's food.
Yeah, she smells it. She smells it.
She knows.
Love
so
it.
The food that is available in the stores, is it available as like individual packs if someone wanted to just try it for a week, or do you buy it as like a month supply?
Yeah, you can buy even just one bag if you want. So that's a big, big plus to go into a store is you can buy even just one bag. We do also have our 6-pound bulk boxes, which are unique just to stores as well. So our 6-pound bulk boxes come, you buy them by the box, but then when you open the box, there's four different 1.5 pound bags within them. So even smaller dogs can go through one of those bags within the 6 days. Through our home delivery service, we have two box sizes. We have our sample box, which comes with four bags. And then we have our full box, which comes with 16 bags. And each bag through our home delivery service contains 1 pound of food.
Yeah, I did not realize you were available in so many stores here. Is that just a Vegas thing that you're in all of our stores, or is this like nationwide?
I think we're in about 1,500 stores now across both the U.S. and Canada. So yeah, we're pretty much, you know, I don't want to say everywhere, but you know, in most situations, if somebody calls and there isn't a store, you know, call it within like, you know, 20 miles or something that has our food, usually they can find a store to special order it for them.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Braden, for your time today, for being on our podcast, talking all about Raised Right, human grade food. Again, I love that it's synthetic free. It's lightly cooked, human grade, lab safety tested. And I love this on the package. It says, our family's roots in farming and ranching date back for centuries. We now have taken experiences and values from our pasture to your pet's bowl. I just love that so much. So
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I really appreciate all those kind words. And, you know, I want to thank you too for everything you guys are doing to spread the awareness of everything and everything pet nutrition. And, you know, it's people like you guys and, you know, Dr. Becker and Susan Thixton and Dr. Judy Morgan and Dr. Barbara Royal and Rodney Habib and Steve Brown and so many more that are really helping so many pets, because when people know better, they can do better. So, you know, it's a really, really big honor for me to come and chat with you both here today. So thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate you being very thorough and answering all of our questions. And I hope we've enlightened some of our listeners today with everything that you taught us about your fresh food.
And where can they find you on Instagram?
At Raised Right Pets. So same as our website, URL, Raised Right Pets. Same thing with Facebook and we're just new to TikTok too. So, you can find us on TikTok now as well. Just recently joined the world of TikTok.
It's a fun one.
Oh, and we will be doing a box giveaway for one of our listeners.
Yeah, we're given a free sample box. So that's four bags. And I think you guys are going to be doing a post on your social media pages announcing that we're doing the giveaway. And when people sign up for the chance to win, we'll send the winner a free sample box of our food, and they can get any four bags of their choosing. So if they want one beef, one turkey, one pork, one chicken, whatever they want, let us know and we'll get it delivered to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you both. It was really a pleasure to chat with you both here today. So thanks again for having me.
Likewise. Well, that was a really great interview, in-depth interview of everything that goes on over there at Raised Right. And it's kind of cool that they know where they source all their products from and they're able to track everything and their quality control, all that stuff is like top notch, and it's really cool what they're doing over there.
They are one of the only gently cooked foods that I trust because I love that there's no synthetic vitamins, so I don't have to worry about vitamin recalls. And knowing, especially because I've met Dr. Karen Becker in person, knowing that she helped formulate that product even helps me know that my dogs are in good hands.
Yeah, and I think it's nice that not only can you do the shipped to you, you can get it at the store, because that's always my problem. Yeah. Everything melts if you get it shipped to me, and I'm not home, so forget it. So that's cool. So I hope that maybe change some people's minds who are looking for another alternative for their dog food.
And don't forget, for the giveaway, all you have to do is go to the show notes. Instead of a coupon, there's going to be a button where you can click and enter to win.
Yes. And so I think it's time to open up that treat bag.
So we are excited because on Friday, September 1st, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the grand opening of
The Barkery. Yes, we're very, very excited for Kira and her her new little Pup Cafe. It's going to be her baked goods, her little treats. They're going to have people drinks, dog food, dog drinks. She has so many awesome things in store that's coming up and fun ideas. So this will be a cool spot for you and your dog to hang out. And I know she's going to be doing fundraisers and other cool events there. So keep an eye out. It's in Henderson. Do we have the address? I know the address, but yes.
It is. I have it ready to go.
Okay.
It is 8545 Southeastern Avenue, Suite 108 in 89123.
I did check it out. It's a cool space, and we're very, very excited for her to have this place open because I know it's been a long time coming. And I guess that leads us to the poop bag. Do we have anything to clean up?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we had a ton of flakes on our last horse trailer hideout meetup.
The last few before that, we had a lot of people show up.
Yeah, the last couple ones were successful. The drink specials were great. But for some reason, this one, people said they were going. You showed up early, right on time, ready to go, and nobody else did. So, just so you guys know, for those of you following, I have dedicated dogmomsoflasvegas.com to all of these dog-friendly meetups, but unfortunately, due to this lack of participation, I am officially discontinuing that domain for meetup events. I've added the meetup of like the events that you can pet friendly events that are upcoming. You can see them now in the dog lovers directory. It is all linked all together, everything in one place, as you guys have all requested in the past. And yeah,
we will be doing some random meetups here and there, and we will be announcing them, and you will know about them. I'm trying to do better with promoting them well in advance, so everyone knows. But we will be doing some things in the fall because this is the last episode of season one. So we're taking a little break after this. And when we figure out when we're coming back, we'll have all the announcements for you. But yeah, I'm surprised that we got this far so quickly. We learned a lot. I know that much. Yes, and I think we'll just be more prepared for season two with getting our interviews lined up and providing more fun stuff to talk about to you guys.
Thank you guys to all of you for listening to season one, watching on YouTube. Thank you to our guests. We had Kayla Rogers, a foster volunteer for Vegas Roots Rescue. We had Jamie Lee of Animal Bonds, an animal Reiki practitioner, and Kyle from Vegas Valley Canine, a dog trainer. And of course, Brayden from Raised Right.
Yes. So we plan to continue bringing you interviews from...
I forgot to say, and Dr. Monaco from Paws Health Partners.
Yeah, maybe.
I was like, I feel like I'm missing somebody.
I was going to say, there's one more, right? Like, so I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. And Dr. Monaco. But yes, we'll be continuing to bring you interviews from local pet people so that all the pet parents can learn about it. So yeah, thank you for listening or watching for this first season of Vegas Dog Moms. Oh, and before I forget, we got that notification while we were at Super Zoo that we are number 7.
Yeah.
Like ranked number 7 on some platform for like of the, all of the pet I guess of pet the, friendly dog related yeah. content, like dog we're, mom.
Yeah, it's feedspot.com. Feedspot.com, they track all different blogs, podcasts, just all different content creation. And they notified us that we are number 7 on the dog mom charts.
Out of how many?
Because there's I think it was like 215 dog mom podcasts, and we're number 7.
Oh, well, that's thanks to you guys out there listening. So thank you. That was very exciting to hear. So we will be back for season 2 with more fun content for all you dog parents out there. Anything we talked about today will be in the show notes. So thank you for listening. Have a great week. And remember, tell your dog we said hi.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Vegas Dog Moms podcast.
If you liked the episode, please leave us a review and be sure to tell all of your pet parent friends about us.
This is a Mindful Dog Mom production produced with Pet Projects by Jess. The content of the show is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional medical care and advice. Please consult with your veterinarian before making any changes to your pet's health based on the topics we discussed today.
Did you know you can leave us a voice message with questions and support us on Spotify? If you want to inquire about being a guest or ask a question, please email hello@vegasdogmoms.com.
Follow our adventures on Instagram and TikTok by using @VegasDogMoms plus @PetProjectByJess. And you can always visit our website for more details about our show.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.